Miami Antifa to protest gays against groomers, bring masks, signs, and rage. By Hannah Blow on November 29, 2022. Miami Antifa is reportedly planning to counter-protest during an event focused on protecting children from sexualization featuring Moms for Liberty, Florida Fathers for Freedom, and Gays Against Groomers. The Protect the Children rally will take place in Fort Lauderdale on December 3. The event is described as a rally against radicalized sexual curriculum, gender ideology, child grooming, parental alienation, and gender-affirming care. Nearly every single one of us in our organization would have been led to believe we were born in the wrong body if we grew up today. And if our parents bought into the cult, would have been medically trans too, Gays for Groomers wrote on Twitter. It's a horrific thought. We see ourselves in these children, it added. Antifa Miami is outraged and is planning to counter-protest the individuals standing up against child grooming and sexualization. Counter-protest planned as well. South Florida don't like fascists, the group wrote, using the hashtags #FuckOffFascists, #WeAreEverywhere, and #TransTifa. We keep US safe, the flyer reads. Assert your right to exist. Counter-protest against far-right bigotry and stand with the LGBTQ+ community. The flyer urges Antifa protesters to bring masks, signs and rage and to stand against those who aim to erase your existence. It remains unclear why, exactly, Antifa Miami is openly protesting the protection of children. But it follows a long line of far-left attempts to insert inappropriate discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity into classrooms nationwide. Something the state of Florida specifically took a stand against via the parental rights in education law. These leftist politicians, corporate media outlets, some of these activist groups, they actually have read the bill. And they're sloganeering because they don't want to admit that they support a lot of the things we're providing protections against. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said during a press conference in March. For example, they support sexualizing kids in kindergarten, he explained. They support injecting woke gender ideology into second-grade classrooms. They support enabling schools to transition students to a different gender without the knowledge of the parent, much less with the parent's consent.